don't matter anyhow. Amen. Reading a little in Acts chapter 20. Amen. I suppose I like to read quite a bit. The more I read, the less I'll have to preach. Amen. And you're getting the pure word of God that way. Amen. I'll start with the 20th verse. 19th verse. 18th verse. And when they were come to him, he said to them, "Ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I've been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptation, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying to both Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." Repentance is still the evangelistic message of the church, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years," incidentally, that's probably the longest Paul stayed in one spot, his ministry, "I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified," which are sanctified. "I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I've showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of Jesus, how he said," and it's in red in your red letter edition, "it is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship. Chapter 21. It came to pass that after we were gotten from them and had launched, we came with a straight course to Cos, and the day following to Rhodes, and from thence to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over into Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus on the left, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for the ship was to unlade her burden. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. When we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city. We kneeled down on the shore and prayed. Amen. I like to talk briefly on a long reading, just passing through. Just passing through. Just passing through we are, once and only once. We shall never pass this way again. Amen. We're pilgrims. Amen. Abraham was the first pilgrim father. We're children of Abraham by faith. Let's not forget that we're pilgrims. Let's not forget that we're strangers. Huh? What's a pilgrim? He don't belong here. He's just passing through. What's a stranger? He's going from one place to another. Amen. And he's just passing through. That's what we are. We're pilgrims and strangers. Amen. We don't have any continuing city down here. We have no home down here. Our home is over yonder. Amen. Sooner we find that out, the better satisfied we're going to be. Amen. No home down here. We don't belong. We're children of another world. There's no use to ever figure out that some way, somehow, we're going to belong to this world. No. We're children of another country. We're looking for a city with foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Vance Havner said, when he titled his first book, The Pilgrim Father, I thought he had something original, and he discovered that F.B. Meyer used the term years ago. Which reminds me of an old evangelist who said, when I started out preaching, I said I'd be original or nothing. And soon found out I was both. Amen. We're just passing through. Amen. Oh, yes. No generation has driven down its pegs as this world has done. This wonderland of plastics and gadgets and deep freezes and giveaway shows, ranch houses in suburbia and push-button living. Amen. Ah, yeah. It seems good enough for most of the saints today. Amen. Bunyan's immortal Christian had no use for Vanity Fair. His clothes, his conversation, and conduct were out of place. Nowadays, he cannot be distinguished from the worldlings. You can't tell them apart. Many of them you can't tell them apart. Praise God. Vance Havner continues, Dr. J.B. Phillips says of early Christians, To this men, this world was only a part, and because of the cumulative result of human sin, a highly infected and infectious part of God's vast created universe, seen and unseen. They trained themselves, therefore, and attempted to train others not to be taken in by this world, nor to give their hearts to it, nor to conform to its values, but to remember constantly that they were only temporary residents, and that their rights of citizenship were in the unseen world of reality. As we read what they have to say, we may perhaps find ourselves saying a little wistfully, perhaps these men were right. Amen. When have you heard a congregation sing in the sweet by and by, settled as comfortably as we are, with credit card, social security? Who's interested in being bound for the promised land? We've exchanged pie in the sky for retirement benefits and have feathered our nest so well that we have no desire to fly. Amen. Oh, yes. We're just passing through. Praise God. This world is not our home. Amen. The early saints bear little resemblance to the new variety today who are not to overcome the world, but enjoy it. Amen. The heroes of faith in Hebrews 11 do not remind us of modern successful Christians. Amen. The inspiration of most Christians today is not the cross-bearing disciple, but the popular big shot. Amen. Musing things. Praise God. We're just passing through, folks. Amen. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen. The old song, this world is not my home. I'm just the passing through. What did you say, preacher? I'm just passing through. Just passing through. Short time. Very short time. Oh, sometimes it seems to me that those that have died since I came to the highway and I preached their funerals, the strongest urge to feel that they're still here. Amen. I pass sometimes, and just all at once, I pass my brother and sister Richardson's house nearby, and I want to swing in and turn in. Seem like they're still around, but they're gone. Hey, they were just a passing through. And you know what? They knew it. And especially Sister Richardson in those last days, she didn't want to stay. Amen. She wanted to go home. She was tired, praise God. Oh, Sister Cox, Brother Ralph Cox's mother. Amen. Said, I'd just like to get this dying over with as she lay on her deathbed. What was wrong with Sister Cox? She's just passing through. Amen. Paul was just passing through. Boy, didn't he leave a good testimony. Amen. I mean, he left such a good testimony, they wept because he said they should see his face no more. They accompanied him to the ship. He would be beheaded in Rome and they wouldn't even get to go to the funeral. There'd be no fanfare for Paul, one of the greatest apostles that ever walked. Amen. And he stops over here, and the ship unloads its burden at Tyre. Amen. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go to Jerusalem. Amen. He said in the previous chapter, he said that the Spirit witnessed him in every place. Amen. That bonds and imprisonments await me in Jerusalem. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying, bonds and afflictions abide me. Bonds and afflictions abide me. You'll see my face no more. Grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, drawing away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that for the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone day and night with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. How negative can you get? I mean, he's spreading gloom to his followers. I mean, he's just telling them right here, not keeping it any secret. You'll see my face no more. Amen. How negative can you get? But it was the truth. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going up to Jerusalem, and I'm going to there be crucified. I'm going to die, and I'm going to rise again the first day. And it was so negative, the disciples all turned a deaf ear unto it. They thought he'd just hang around forever and reign as king eventually. But that wasn't the way it was going to be. For the present, he was just passing through. Well, to talk to the average John Doe positive Christian, you'd think they're going to stay here for a long, long time. I mean, they're driving their pegs down deep. Their feet are poured in the concrete of this world. They can't sing, I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I got a home that's so much better, I'm going to go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted to this world. Well, to talk about dying, that's negative. Talk about leaving, that's negative. That's gloom. That's morbid. Well, if Paul wasn't enough, the Holy Ghost comes along and speaks to Paul everywhere he went. The Spirit is speaking to Paul. Agabus binds himself, amen, with Paul's girdle and said, thus shall a man that owns this girdle be bound in Jerusalem. And it starts. Amen. Hear the saints prophesy by the Spirit that bonds and imprisonments await him. And don't go to Jerusalem. The Holy Ghost gets on the bandwagon and says, Paul, you're just passing through. Amen. Even the Holy Ghost warned him. Why did he warn him if he didn't intend for him to detour Jerusalem? Why did the Holy Ghost warn him? He went to Philip's house, the evangelist. That man had had that great revival down yonder. Praise God, in Samaria. Praise God. And Paul winds up staying a few days with Philip, and he had 4 daughters, and they prophesy. Don't go up to Jerusalem.
Amen. You talk about negativity, the Holy Ghost even gets into the act and tells Paul, if you go up to Jerusalem, you're going to be bound. What was Paul's answer to this trial, or whatever you want to call it? What would you call it? Amen. Trial of truth? Truth trial? Amen. My goodness, what were they trying to do? Spare Paul? Dying at Jerusalem? Yes. They were just like us. They wanted to keep him as long as they could. Amen. Hey, I'd like to have kept those that left us. I'd like to have kept those that we preached their funeral and said that final farewell. Ah, but we're going down the valley one by one with our faces toward the setting of the sun. Down the valley where the mournful cypress grows. Amen. Oh, yes. That's negative, however. Mournful cypress going down the valley? Hey! Amen! We're going to live in this world a long time, and we're going to, amen, eat, drink, and be merry, and we're going to enjoy all the positive, wonderful things of the kingdom. Some of the best men that ever wore shoe leather walked that lonesome valley. And you got to walk it too. Amen. Some of the best men that ever lived walked that valley where the mournful cypress grows. Amen. And the river of death and silence onward flows. We're just passing through. Hey, look around you, young man, to the aged among you, the wrinkled and gray and old. Someday you'll be like that. Before you're ready, you'll be like that. Amen. We're just passing through. No home down here. We don't belong in this world. Praise God. Ah, yes. I remember when I tried chewing tobacco the first time. Several of the boys had tobacco in old Big Creek Country School, and boy, I tried every kind till I found the sweetest and mildest of the whole bunch, and I spit a whole lot that day. Amen. And somewhere along before dinner, some boy gave me a green apple, and I ate that. But the world was already kind of turning around from chewing all that tobacco. Amen. It wasn't too long until my insides turned wrong side out. Amen. What's wrong with you, son? I said, I ate a green apple while it going to make me sick. It wasn't that green apple. It was that chewing tobacco. But boy, for a little while, I found a great sense of belonging. I was one of them. I was chewing tobacco. Amen. Thank God I never got that filthy habit. Thank God I smoked with them some and chewed with them some and never tried no snuff, I don't reckon. Amen. And smoked a pipe and got sick on it and smoked a cigar and got drunk on it. Amen. But I never did get the habit, thank God. That's one thing I didn't have to give up. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yeah. We need to set an example while we're passing through. Yeah, on a dare alert, you'll do things with the wrong crowd that you wouldn't do otherwise. So you need to run with this crowd that's passing through. You need to run with this crowd that's on the way to heaven. You need to run with this crowd, amen, that's doing the right thing. Hey, if you keep company with the wrong people, you're going to wind up going the wrong place. Amen. once and only once, we'll pass through this troubled land. We'll never pass this way again. Pray to God. Pilgrim Christians must renounce this world setup, which is no friend of grace that helps us on to God. When prospects show up for church membership these days, nothing is said about telling the world goodbye. Quite to the contrary, I heard a man say in his message a few nights ago, 3 times you don't have to give up nothing. Amen. Pentecostal man. Pentecostal church. Amen. You don't have to give up anything. Hey, if you go to heaven, you're going to have to tell the world goodbye. Amen. At first, when Pilgrim started on his journey, his wife, Christiana, didn't go with him. But later on, she had a change of heart. And all her and the children, amen, started on the Pilgrim journey, praise God. They too became pilgrims. Hey, someone's got to break the ice. Someone's got to be faithful. And if you as a father, a leader, or an older one in the family, oh, I was the oldest child of the family, I led the way and soon others followed afterward. There wasn't nobody saved when I got saved. I broke the ice. We turned the old swimming hole in Big Creek into a baptistry, and 23 of us got saved. My friends, kids I'd gone to school with, my brother and my sister, my uncle, amen, all of us, friends down across the creek, got saved and baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But then a bunch of them went back. Amen. Nothing is said about telling the world goodbye in a lot of circles today. It is said that they'll grow out of all that as we instruct them, but most of them do not. So we have a flock of worldlings who are not about to give up their idols. Abraham didn't argue or debate the issue. The Bible said, Genesis 12:4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Amen. By faith, Abraham obeyed. Hebrews 11:8. Hey, Abraham got out. Baptist preacher down home preached on giving the hog pen and the pigs a permanent wave. Amen. And that was the prodigal when he said goodbye to the hog pen and gave him a permanent wave. We got to make up our mind. When I was 15 years old, I had to make up my mind to give the world a permanent wave. I wanted the world and Jesus too. I wanted the world and church too. And I told you this morning, you can't be worldly and in the church too. The very word church means called out. Amen. It means a bunch of people that got out. That's what makes up the church. And we encourage one another, and the Holy Ghost covers us. Amen. As we endure the persecution, the hatred and ridicule of the world on our way to yonder city that Abraham saw, that John the Revelator saw. Give us such a vivid picture of it. Such a beautiful portrayal in the Word of God of that city that Abraham saw. You mean you're going to trade that for things that moth and rust corrupt and thieves break through and steal? You mean you're going to trade that for things that rot and burn? That won't stand the test of the fire? Let's make our commitment once and for all over again. Amen. Some have lost their way. Amen. But we can set the example. If we find our path and know it, and the light shines on our pathway, We're going to help somebody else to follow. We're going to show the way to our children. They may not all follow. They may not follow right away. But sooner or later, they'll say, Mom was right. Dad was right. Amen. We need to get ready for the other world. We're an otherworldly people. We're just passing through. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, challenge our hearts tonight to tell the world goodbye. Goodbye, O world, I'm through with you. Challenge our hearts tonight, Lord, to be like Abraham, who staggered not at the promise of God. Hallelujah. Lord, there's a whole lot of people that claim to be saved, but they haven't quit staggering yet. We pray, Lord, that those that are wavering, those that's faith failing, they'll follow the example of some that testified tonight, not to give up, but to leave the world behind and go all the way with God. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand with us tonight as they come and sing. Praise God. You see, the gospel is not a social gospel.
There beyond the grave, there is a land.
It's an eternal gospel.
That Jesus went to prepare.
It's an everlasting gospel.
By His own hand.
About an everlasting place called heaven.
And for the saved by grace.
Hallelujah.
There is a resting place.
Amen.
And in a few more days, it will be mine.
Glory.
Some call it heaven.
Yes.
I call it home.
Think about it.
Some call it dreaming. Let me dream on. Some
How about
call
you?
It paradise. Somewhere beyond the sky.
Don't you know life is so brief
at
best?
Some call it heaven.
Don't you know it's so short at best?
Someone says you can't go back home again.
Hallelujah.
They will not ever be
much in prayer these days. God will give us a move of God, a refreshing from heaven.
I've got good news for you.
Hallelujah, that He'll send the glory from the glory world. Send His mighty power from on high.
And you will know. The best is yet to come. Some call it heaven. I call it home. Some call it dreaming. Let me dream on. Some call it paradise. Somewhere beyond the sky.
To this world. I got a home that's so much better. I'm going to go there sooner or later. Hallelujah. Ask God for a closer walk in an other world experience. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
By His own hand. And for the saved by grace. There is a resting place, and in a few more days.
See, the wonderful thing about the negative is that God turns the negative into a glorious
I call
positive. Heaven forever. Ah, yes, the wonderful thing about the negative in this world is. Then it turns to a positive in heaven. Say no to this world. And it turns to a yes in the glory world. Say, I'm going with God regardless of the price, regardless of the cost, regardless of what or who. I've got